We're here at World Pork Expo in the Novus tent, and with me is Dr. Jeffrey Escobar with Novus. And Jeffrey, what's your title?
I'm the Senior Manager for Swine Nutrition Research.
And he's doing presentations here for the attendees on enzyme use for digestibility in swine. So first of all, Jeffrey, tell us, what is digestibility and how do you measure it?
Well, digestibility is the portion of the nutrients that are present in the feed that the animal breaks down with their endogenous enzymes, and those nutrients are delivered into the animal for use in growth.
And you measure it, and then you can calculate the digestibility coefficients there?
Yes, that is correct. There's different ways to measure digestibility depending on the type of nutrient that you're interested. And then ultimately, you calculate coefficients, which are the numbers that you see appearing in tables.
Okay, well, what you're talking about, as far as Novus is concerned, is Cybenza. Is that how you pronounce it? Cybenza DP100. So tell us, what is that, and what does it do?
Cybenza DP100, it's a protease derived from Bacillus licheniformis, and it's a heat-stable protease. And what a protease will do, it will digest proteins to release amino acids. So what Cybenza DP100 will do is will help the enzymes that are already present in the pig, and it will increase the digestibility of the proteins that are present in the feed, with the net gain of more amino acids being delivered into the animal.
Now, you presented some data from studies that you did. One of them was adding this to soybean meal. Tell us about that.
Well, I use soybean meal just as an example. We have our own experimental farm, and we have our own ileal cannulated animals. And we're testing several ingredients. We've done soybean meal, poultry byproduct, meat and bone meal, wheat, and many others. And I just use soybean meal as an example just to concentrate on how can we do it. And what the results show is that if you take a sample of soybean meal and you feed that soybean meal to the pig, you're going to get a digestibility coefficient. If you take that same soybean meal sample and you feed it to the animal with the addition of Cybenza DP100, you're going to get a higher coefficient of digestibility for amino acids.
Okay, so what does that translate to as far as the pork producer is concerned? You talked about a weight gain, increase in carcass weight.
What that translates to a pork producer is you're already feeding the nutrients that are present. The enzyme is going to help you to take more nutrients out of the diet that you already have and put those nutrients into the animal rather than into the manure. By putting more nutrients into the animal, you're going to have higher rates of gain or higher carcass, depending on how do you apply or want to apply the technology.
So can this decrease feed costs?
It will decrease feed costs because you're getting more nutrients out of the diet and out of the ingredients that you're already using. So if we're talking about amino acids, and if you're taking more amino acids out of the diet into the animal, in your formulation, you're going to require a little bit less of the supplemental amino acids. And that's mainly where your feed cost savings is going to come from.
Well, now, you also talked about the fact that, like you said, it reduces less waste, essentially, of your... So you reduce nitrogen secretions, then, in the waste. So does that have environmental benefits as well?
Yes, it will. Because we all have, you know, to develop nutrient management plans. And now when we move from the nitrogen basis to a phosphorus basis, then we basically have come to figure out that we have a surplus of nitrogen. And sometimes we don't know exactly how to manage that. This basically will reduce the amount of nitrogen that is present on the manure. In no way will the quality of the value of the manure as a fertilizer will be affected, but it will help a little bit more on your nutrient management plan.
So you enumerated about a half a dozen specific benefits that Cybenza DP100 has. So can you give those to me just as a summary?
As a summary, it will be we will have increased amino acid digestibility, more delivery of nutrients from the feed to the animal. You will have reduced nitrogen excretion. I didn't talk about it, but we also have information as to how by increasing digestibility, you have a better gut health environment overall. And pretty much everybody knows that if you improve the gut environment, you can improve the efficiency and the growth rate of animals.
Well, and that translates to the bottom line for the producers then.
That is correct.
Very good. And to find out more about Cybenza DP100, producers can go to novusint.com. Anything else you'd like to add, Jeffrey?
No, if they have questions, I'll encourage them to visit our website and get in contact with our sales and our technical people for more specific questions. They will be more than happy to answer all those and then work with any and all producers to help them reduce their feed costs.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at World Pork Expo, the 25th anniversary in Des Moines, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.